I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An Irish missionary and fellow captives are free again in Haiti. Then, Native American believers saw God shatter spiritual strongholds this summer. These stories and more next on Mission Network News. We'll begin today in Haiti, where after a month in captivity, an Irish missionary and seven others kidnapped from an orphanage compound have been released. Among the group was a three-year-old child. Christian World Outreach's Greg Yoder says,
first of all, we thank God that these people that were kidnapped have been released, and just grateful that their lives were spared. Others have not been, and we're grateful for that.
The unnerving story highlights the ongoing gang violence in Haiti. Around 1.3 million Haitians have fled their homes and are internally displaced. That's a 24% increase since the end of 2024.
We have seen or heard reports of, some of the towns, especially in the north, where people have been displaced to. And the way it was described to me, one of the cities, it's like ants. You just add more people, that adds probably food insecurity in those areas. And that's how it affects ministries like Christian World Outreach.
For example, the food outreach for kids from CWO Haiti.
We're just seeing an increase, 80 children gathered in one of our places where we have a feeding program, which is a little bit higher than the norm. Emotionally, that God would heal there. I'm not sure what all they went through, but I'm sure that emotionally, it was a draining month, and that, God will work in their lives and they can get back to somewhat of a normal life that they had at that center.
Meanwhile, Sudan calls for international help following Sunday's massive landslide in western Darfur. Local footage of the disaster zone shows a flattened area between mountain ranges where an entire village used to be. John, a gospel worker focused on Sudan, says,
the area hit by the landslides is also a hub for displaced families who were fleeing the fighting. They were trying to get away from that in El Fasher. They went up to this area, and now a landslide.
Authorities say between 300 and 1,000 people were killed, but the actual death toll could be higher. Information is limited by the scale of debris and the disaster's remote location. John's partners fear the worst as attempts to reach their friends go unanswered.
Even though it's an Islamic area, there are house churches that have been planted over the years, and we know there are some Christians among this group.
Pray for wisdom and discernment as church planters determine how they'll respond to this disaster. Pray Muslims will find truth, comfort, and peace in Jesus Christ.
I have met so many Muslims that have, in their desperation of finding inner peace and hope, had God meet them in a dream. So many Muslims have come to Christ without someone leading them.
And when the hope of Christ collides with darkness, only one of them ever gives way. On Eagle's Wings is a division of Hutchcraft Ministries serving among Native American communities. The team saw the power of God again and again during their Summer of Hope outreaches. In one urban Native community, a homicide had taken place just days before the team's visit. At the first night's gathering, Ron Hutchcraft with Hutchcraft Ministries says the darkness was obvious.
There was a confusion and a chaotic feel in the audience that usually is not there.
A mysterious bang went off and scattered the crowd. Then a severe thunderstorm finished the night. The team immediately sent out a request for prayer.
On the next two nights, believe me, there's no doubt about who won. The light won. Jesus won.
Native young people on the On Eagle's Wings team shared with the crowd how Jesus has changed their lives. Key men from the community stepped forward to accept Christ.
In fact, the response was all guys. That night. I don't remember ever seeing that.
It's been more than a month since these summer outreaches ended. Pray for the follow-up discipleship already underway. Pray for the young people whose lives were changed by the summer, but who face tough daily realities. And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. How does radio share the hope of Christ worldwide? This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free book called Making Waves. It's filled with powerful stories of transformed lives and God's fingerprints in action. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.